Analysis: Republican recruitment foreshadows large gains in House. By Jacob Bliss on July 27, 2022. The lobbying firm Elman Castagnetti Rosen and Thomas released an analysis of the election years the House of Representatives changed the majority, indicating a potential red wave coming in the midterms after the Republicans have had a strong recruiting year. The analysis showed that the trend of good recruitment indicates strong potential for a red wave. One of the charts shows that Republicans are more eager to run for office than Democrats, and historic trends demonstrate that having more candidates running gives you better chances of winning. In 1998, the Republicans only had 10 more candidates running than the Democrats did, which led to the Democrats gaining net 5 seats. And in 2002, the Republicans had 39 more candidates running, which led to a net gain of 8 GOP seats. However, when either side had over 100 more candidates than the other, it resulted in a wave. In 2006, the Democrats had 104 more candidates than the Republicans, which resulted in a Democrat majority of plus 31. The same thing happened in 2018 for the Democrats when they had over 291 more candidates than the Republicans, and the party won back the House plus 41 seats. The Republicans have had a more significant yield when it comes to elected members in waves. In 1994, the Republicans had 120 more candidates than the Democrats, which resulted in a Republican majority of plus 54. And the same thing happened in 2010, during the Tea Party movement. The Republicans had 461 more candidates, resulting in a majority of 63. The question the analysis poses is what the outcome of this midterm election will be, as the Republicans have 384 more candidates running than the Democrats. Going off of trends, the Republicans should have a massive class of new members and a majority. In addition, the analysis showed that Democrats are more eager to retire than Republicans during a midterm year. In this midterm election, there have already been 34 Democrats who have retired. Mike Berg, the spokesman for the NRCC, the Republican House campaign arm, noted, "A record number of quality candidates are running for the House as Republicans this cycle because Americans are fed up with Democrats' record of higher prices, higher crime, and an unmitigated crisis at the southern border." Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.